The Menendez brothers are now asking Governor Newsom to get them out.
Why put the family through the trauma of revisiting all of this family drama, and not once, but twice, both for Lyle and for Eric in parole hearings?
It's October 29th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy Family of Dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. So what'll he do?
You know, I've seen people 25 years be released, not for double murders necessarily, but single murders.
Also coming up, the feds offer buyouts to homeowners where the land is sliding in Palos Verdes. Not a lot of time for them to make a tough decision.
You're just walking away from your life savings. So math's actually very easy to understand. It makes no sense at all.
And a federal indictment doesn't stop the mayors of New York and L.A. from making a friendly bet over the World Series.
Our bet is that we want to see him in that Dodger jersey.
It's all ahead, but first this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the L.A. Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California. And the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Will Gavin Newsom clear the path for the Menendez brothers to get out of prison? The DA already wants them eligible for parole. A judge has to approve that. Then it goes to the parole board. But if Governor Newsom steps in, that parole hearing and that whole process can be avoided. The brothers' lead lawyer, Mark Garagos, is talking to TMZ.
Why put the family, who is either in ill health or at a ripe old age, through the trauma of revisiting all of this family drama, and not once, but twice, both for Lyle and for Eric in parole hearings? They've more than served ample amount of time.
Okay, so what does he think the governor's going to do?
There is a podcast that the governor dropped over the weekend. I'd invite anybody to take a listen to it.
Yeah, so that's what we did. Here's the governor on his Politicking podcast.
The DA looked at the facts. He at least made his own assessment and feels like they should be resentenced. 34 years for murder. Now it's a double murder. You know, I've seen people 25 years be released, not for double murders necessarily, but single murders. And this is obviously some new compelling evidence that was introduced. And so we'll see where the judge goes.
And he revealed his team has already been studying the case. I guess that shouldn't really be a surprise.
One of the things that's perhaps the most determinative when you come up to the parole board process is what kind of prisoner have you been? Have you been focused on your rehabilitation? Have you taken responsibility for your crime and whether you're coming out more of a broken person or you're coming out as a better person? And all of that is also determinative.
Okay, so not really giving any clue there other than to say he's seen examples where people got out. The governor says the most important factor is justice and fairness. So we will keep an eye on what happens there. We don't have a date yet for when the hearing is scheduled in the resentencing. Buyouts are on the table for people in Rancho Palos Verdes whose homes are sliding and they don't have utilities anymore. It's a $42 million voluntary buyout program from the feds. And people only have a few days to decide, and some of them are already saying they're not going to take it.
FEMA and the state are offering 75% of the December 2022 property value. Tom and Cindy Kiefer bought their home a few years ago, so it would be a financial loss.
If you buy a house for $2 million and you put $500 down, and then the government now suggests they're going to pay for 75% of it, you're basically giving up your entire equity. If you accept it, even if it went up by 10 or 20%, you're just walking away from your life savings. So the math's actually very easy to understand. It makes no sense at all.
So the Kiefers have invested big in solar power, bought electrical appliances.
I've lived all over Los Angeles, but I've never known a more close-knit, positive environment to live in with our neighbors. And we're going to stay. So what we've done is we've gotten ourselves completely off the grid.
He believes the buyout would make sense for someone who's owned their home for a very long time.
Yeah, kind of a Sophie's choice for some people there. 1 week until Election Day, and the people in charge of counting the votes in L.A. County and the people in charge of protecting that process are trying to reassure people that there are protocols in place to keep everything above board.
Just this week, several election boxes were set on fire in Washington State and Oregon. Sheriff Robert Luna confirms no credible threats here, but says law enforcement remain vigilant.
I'm concerned about pre-election election day and post-election.
Everything tabulated in the City of Industry's ballot processing center will be checked by deputy canines, removed from boxes, inspected, and then counted.
Our message to our community members, our voting public, is to report anything that you just described to the authorities there, and they'll immediately get a hold of us. People have asked, would we place deputy sheriffs or police officers at these polling places? That's the last thing we want to do. We will be close by. We'll be ready to respond when necessary, if necessary. But I want people to feel secure that they can go to any voting location and not be intimidated or fearful that anything may happen.
The first ballot counting update comes on November 6th with an update from the registrar's office every 1 to 3 days until it's all certified by December 3rd.
That's Natalie Tavidian. For some reason, the past few elections, they have said they're going to put out an update every few days, and each time they've revised it to do it every day. I'm not sure why they insist on that pattern, but it's pretty safe to assume that they'll update the vote totals every day after Election Day until all the ballots are counted. Some new protections for renters in L.A., people who are not in rent-controlled units. The city council's voted to ban all landlords from using renovations as a reason to evict somebody. Here's the council member Bob Blumenfield talking to my colleague Craig Figner.
So this goes to the mayor now. What changes with her signature?
Once it is signed into law, if someone in a non-RSO apartment wants to do a major remodel, they still can, but they're going to have to follow the procedures that have traditionally happened in RSO units, which is you're going to give your tenant a chance to continue to pay rent, but to not be evicted during that process. So that, yes, you need to do a substantial remodel, plumbing needs to change, but that's not a reason to evict somebody. That may be a reason to have them leave temporarily during all the renovations, and you can do that. And this basically sets that up so that there is a pathway for tenants who know they're not going to be evicted for non-just cause. It was one of those loopholes that was out there.
It's Bob Blumenfield with Craig Figner. Cross-country World Series bet next. By the time you hear this, it could be all over. That would be great news for Dodgers fans. They will have won the World Series. You know, some people thought it would be all over for Eric Adams by now, the mayor of New York, because he's under federal indictment. But instead, he's using his time to make friendly bets with Karen Bass about the World Series.
First of all, go Dodgers! Third game in a row, one more. We're keeping our fingers crossed. It has been spectacular to see what we have done. And then in going to hostile territory, I talked to Mayor Adams last week. So our bet, I know you have a bet going on too. Yeah, well, our bet is that we want to see him in that Dodger jersey at City Hall in New York. And we're not going to jinx anything, but we'll all be watching tonight just to see if we can like wrap this up quickly.
Yeah.
And that's the L.A. Local for this 29th of October. We're sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.